USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lawyer for the whistleblower, whose complaint prompted an impeachment investigation into President Trump's actions, says his client is talking with Congress about testifying. President Trump is demanding he be allowed to meet the person, suggesting they're a spy. The investigation centers around Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president and a request to get information on Joe Biden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He didn't even know that it was wrong. You know, he's saying it's perfect. There was nothing wrong. And no, it is wrong. It is wrong for a president to say that he wants another head of state to create something negative about his possible political opponent.
She spoke on 60 Minutes. The whistleblower is now under federal protection. President Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller, calls the investigation a partisan hit job by a deep state operative. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Two policemen in two separate cities have been killed this weekend.
Sandeep Dhaliwal was the first Sikh deputy to serve in Harris County, Texas, and he was one of the first police officers in the nation to be allowed to wear a turban while on duty. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop Friday and was remembered at a vigil held on Saturday.
Always wanted to share stories about his kids. I think that's probably the hardest part about all of this is his family.
The suspect in his death faces capital murder charges. Meanwhile, in New York City,
by every measure, we lost a hero.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, after on Sunday morning, Officer Brian Mulkeen was shot and killed by a suspect who was then killed by police. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The turnout in the presidential elections in Afghanistan appears to be a record low, less than half of what it was last time. The threats of attacks from the Taliban on polling stations and accusations of fraud caused many voters to boycott. More than 400 attacks on polling stations were reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In a recent CBS interview, the Saudi crown prince claims he's innocent and also responsible. During the interview, Nora O'Donnell asked Mohammed bin Salman about the gruesome murder of a Saudi journalist.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
Bin Salman also says he prefers a political, not a military, solution to stop Iran's nuclear program. They're still looking for answers after a deadly dive boat fire 4 weeks ago. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
Investigators have completed a two-week examination of the charred wreckage of the scuba diving boat, but they were unable to determine what ignited the fire that killed 34 people off the Southern California coast early this month. The boat named Conception was anchored just off Santa Cruz Island when it burst into flames and sank early on September 2nd. It's been determined that the people who died of smoke inhalation rather than burns. While the cause has not been determined yet, the investigation will continue, though there's no target date for its completion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.